Hello, welcome to the Tapestry of Your Life. This is Nadine, and I'm so glad you're joining me on Inspirational Thursdays. I have been reading some of the minor prophets in the Bible, Zephaniah and Haggai, I read today, and I wanted to read some of the scriptures from Haggai today. So, Haggai chapter 1. Verse 7, this is what the Lord Almighty says, give careful thought to your ways. Go up into the mountains and bring timber and build my house so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored, says the Lord. And verse 12 continues, then Zerubbabel and Joshua the high priest and the whole remnant of the people obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the message of the prophet Haggai, because the Lord their God had sent him. And the people feared the Lord. And in the Bible, when it talks about fearing the Lord, it's to respect, a great reverence and awe and respect is fearing the Lord. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, gave this message of the Lord to the people, starting here in verse 13. I am with you, declares the Lord. Verse 14. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah. So Zerubbabel is the governor of Judah. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of the whole remnant of the people. They came and began to work on the house of the Lord Almighty, their God, on the 24th day of the sixth month. So this stood out to me because you have the governor, you have the high priest, and you have the whole remnant of the people. When the three areas of society came together to obey God's voice, then the Lord caused a stirring, an inspiration. And they were inspired to work on the Lord's house. And then chapter 2, verse 4. God says through the prophet Haggai, now be strong, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, Joshua, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord, and work. So God gives us strength to work. For I am with you. Once again, God assures them, I am with you. God is the deciding winning factor in any equation. I am with you. Be strong, all you people of the land, and work, for I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty. Verse 5 of chapter 2. This is what I covenant with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit remains among you. And now God adds, do not fear. So he reminds the people of his covenant that he made with them as his people when they came out of Egypt. And he reminds them, do not fear. Verse 6, this is what the Lord Almighty says, in a little while I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and what is desired by all nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory. Verse 8. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, declares the Lord. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty. This is so inspiring to me to see how God and people, how we work together on the earth, receiving instruction, resources, help from heaven, how we're inspired and strengthened to work and accomplish something that is greater than the former, which is a filling of God's glory. And the end result is peace. God gives peace. And that's what I wanted to encourage us with today, to inspire us. What instructions has God given you individually, as a family, as a church, as a community? Who are the people that are reverencing and honoring God, His word, His prophets? Join up with them, and God will stir each of us up, inspiring each of us to be strengthened to do the work, to have His perfect peace and be filled with His glory. The Lord bless you. Jesus loves you. And we'll talk with you again next Thursday on Inspirational Thursdays. Thank you for joining us.